Hello, my dear students. I, Dr. Rinku Gupta from Atomic Energy Central School number 4, Rawatbhatta. I am with the module 4, chapter 7, Equilibrium for class 11th chemistry. This module contains classify substances as weak and strong electrolytes, classify substances as acids and bases according to Arrhenius, Bronsted-Lowry and Lewis concept. Michael Faraday in 1824 classified substances into electrolytes and non-electrolytes on the basis of conductivity behavior of their aqueous solution. Electrolytes, the substances which conduct electricity in their aqueous solution, were termed as electrolytes, while those which do not conduct electricity were termed non-electrolytes. After that, Arrhenius in 1880 explained that electrolytes, when dissolved in water, split into charged particles called ions. This process is called ionization or dissociation. For this, he was awarded by Nobel Prize. On the basis of ionization of electrolytes, electrolytes are classified in two types, strong electrolytes and weak electrolytes. Strong electrolytes, which are almost completely ionized in solution, are called strong electrolytes. On the other hand, the electrolytes which are weakly ionized in their solution are called weak electrolytes. The equation for the dissociation of strong electrolytes are written with only a single arrow directed to right. On the other hand, equations for the dissociation of weak electrolytes are written with double arrow. In case of solution of weak electrolytes, the ion produced by dissociation of electrolyte are in equilibrium with undissociate molecules of the electrolyte. This type of equilibrium involving ions in aqueous solution is called ionic equilibrium. Ionization of weak electrolytes, the fraction of total number of molecules of electrolyte dissolved that ionizes at equilibrium is called degree of ionization or degree of dissociation. It represents by alpha. Let's see classification of electrolytes as acids and bases. For this, various concepts are given. First, Arrhenius concept of acids and bases. According to Arrhenius concept, an acid is a substance which can furnish or produce hydrogen ions in the aqueous solution. A base is a substance which can furnish hydroxyl ions in its aqueous solution. Acids such as HCl, HNO3, which are almost completely ionized in aqueous solutions, are termed as strong acids, whereas acids such as acetic acid, carbonic acids, which are weakly ionized, are called weak acids. Similarly, bases which are completely ionized in aqueous solution are called strong bases. For example, sodium hydroxide, potassium hydroxide, etc. The bases which are only slightly ionized are called weak bases. Examples, ammonium hydroxides. H plus ion is called proton in an aqueous solution is considered to be present in hydrate form in combination with water molecule as H3O plus ion is called hydronium ion. Students, you have understood Arrhenius concept? In 1923, Bronsted and Lowry independently proposed new definitions for acids and bases. They proposed that an acid is a substance that can donate a proton, means H+. A base is a substance that can accept a proton. In order to understand this concept of acids and bases, let's take some specific example. HCl plus H2O form H3O plus plus Cl minus. Here, HCl donates H+ and H2O accepts H+. So, HCl is an acid and H2O is a base. In another example, H2O plus NH3 form OH minus plus NH4 plus. Here, H2O donates H+ and NH3 accepts H+. Here, H2O acts as acid and NH3 acts as base. So, from these examples, it is clear that a substance can act as an acid only if another substance capable of accepting a proton is present. Here, aqueous solution is not required. These definitions are more general because according to these definitions, even ions can behave as acids or bases. Now we will talk on conjugate acid-base pairs. An acid after losing a proton becomes a base, whereas a base after accepting the proton becomes an acid. For example, let's consider the reaction between water and ammonia is H2O plus NH3 form NH4 plus plus OH minus. H2O is acid 1 and by losing H+ form OH minus, it is base 1. Same way, NH3 accepting H+ from water and form act as base and form acid NH4 plus 2 plus. A base formed by the loss of proton by an acid is called conjugate base of the acid, whereas an acid formed by the gain of a proton by the base is called conjugate acid of the base. In the reaction, OH- is a conjugate base of H2O and NH4 plus is conjugate acid of NH3. Acid-base pairs such as H2O obling OH- and NH4 plus obling NH3, which are formed by loss or gain of a proton, are called conjugate acid-base pairs. A strong acid would have large tendency to donate a proton. Thus, conjugate base of a strong acid would be a weak base. Similarly, conjugate base of a weak acid would be a strong base. Substances which can act as acid as well as base are called amphoteric substances. Like water, when react with HCl, it accept H+, so it behaves as base. Whereas when it react with NH3, donates H+ to the ammonia, here it behaves as. Similarly, bicarbonate ion, NH3, such substances which can act as acids as well as bases are called amphoteric substances. Substudents, it is quite interesting to note that both Arrhenius as well as Bronsted-Lowry concept require acid to be a source of protons. Hence, all Arrhenius acids are also Bronsted acids. However, there is a difference in the definitions of bases. Arrhenius' theory requires base to be source of OH minus ions in aqueous solution, but Bronsted's theory requires base to be a proton acceptor. Hence, Arrhenius' bases may not be Bronsted bases. We can be concluded that all Arrhenius acids are Bronsted acids, but all Arrhenius bases are not Bronsted bases. Limitations of Bronsted-Lowry concept. Although Bronsted-Lowry theory was more general than Arrhenius theory of acids and bases, but it failed to explain the acid-base reaction in which do not involve transfer of proton. For example, it fails to explain how acidic oxides such as anhydrous carbon dioxide, sulfur dioxide, sulfur trioxide can neutralize basic oxides such as calcium oxide, barium oxide, etc. even in the absence of solvent. G.N. Lewis in 1923 proposed broader and more general definitions of acids and bases, which do not require the presence of proton to explain the acid-base behavior. According to Lewis' concept, an acid is a substance which can accept a pair of electrons. A base is a substance which can donate a pair of electrons. Let us see some examples of Lewis acids and bases. First, we are taking Lewis bases. Lewis bases can be neutral molecules such as ammonia, water, methyl alcohol, having one or more unshared pairs of electrons, or anions such as halide, OH minus, CN minus, NH2 minus. Similarly, Lewis acids are species which having vacant orbitals in the valence shell of one of its atoms. The following species can act as Lewis acids. First, molecules having an atom with incomplete octet, for example BF3 and AlCl3, in which boron and aluminium octet are not complete. So these are called Lewis acids. Simple cations, for example all cations are Lewis acids. H+, Na+, Ag+, Mg+2, Ca+2, etc. Third, molecules in which central has vacant orbital and many acquire more than an octet of valence electrons. For example, SiF4, PCl5, like molecules containing multiple bonds. For example, carbon dioxide, sulfur dioxide. Here molecule accept a lone pair of electrons from bases in their pi antibonding molecular orbitals. Acid-base reactions, according to this concept, donation of pair of electrons by a base to acid to form a coordinate bond. It may be noted that all Bronsted bases are Lewis bases, but all Bronsted acids are not Lewis acids. But why? Because Lewis bases contain one or more lone pairs of electron, and therefore they can also accept a proton like Bronsted base. Thus, all Lewis bases are Bronsted bases. On the other hand, Bronsted acids are those which can give a proton, for example, HCl H2SO4, but they may not be capable of accepting a pair of electrons. Hence, all Bronsted acids are not Lewis acids. Right, children? Yes. Limitations of Lewis concept. Though Lewis concept of acids and bases is more general than Arrhenius as well as Bronsted concepts, yet it has several drawbacks. First, it does not help to assign the relative strength of acids and bases. Second, normally formation of coordination is low. Therefore, acid and base reactions should also be slow. But in actual practice, acid-base reactions are extremely fast. Third, it does not explain the behavior of protonic acids such as HCl, H2SO4. Students, in this way, today we have learnt about various concepts for acids and bases. Thank you.